January 17th, the Spirit itself beareth witness that we are the children of God. Romans 8, verse 16. My neighbor Jessie, I'll call her that, was a troublemaker, no question about it. All our other neighbors agreed. She deliberately set friend against friend with remarks such as, "Did you hear what Sue said about your dirty house?" The children in the neighborhood crossed the street so they wouldn't have to walk by her house and get yelled at. And she called the police if the smoke from your barbecue grill blew into her yard. No kidding. Jessie also had a habit of dropping in on me when I was busiest and refusing to take a hint. I tried to be nice to her, but inside, I boiled. Then I'd feel guilty about my anger. After one particularly annoying incident, I mentioned my frustration to my friend Sue. "Jesus says I should love my neighbor," I said, "but how can you love someone who is so obnoxious?" Sue's answer was an eye-opener. "Jesus didn't say we had to love the personality of everyone we know, just love the child of God within her." Now, when Jessie imposes on me, or gossips about me, or yells at my kids, I admit to myself that I don't like her personality, and then I send out love to the child of God within her. Sometimes, as I do this, I glimpse a hurt and wounded little child in there. Jessie's personality hasn't changed, but I don't get as annoyed with her as I used to. Sometimes, I even sense a tiny flickering light glowing back at me from Jessie's inner child. There's probably a Jessie in your life, too. Maybe it will help to remember that there's a child of God in her, too. Lord, open my eyes to see past the masks of personality to love your child that dwells in every person.